The National Rich Man's Fellowship was holding its annual conference locally. The National Rich Man's Fellowship. To be a member, you had to own a business that profited over $1 million a year, or you had to have a personal salary of $500,000 a year. John Smith could not have been more excited for this opportunity. John's neighbor was the president of the Rich Man's Fellowship. John had heard about the conference a month in advance, so he was able to save up a little extra cash and buy the best suit available at a pretty fancy men's store downtown. And he was able even to rent a car for the opening banquet night that would impress anybody who looked at it as he drove up. John filled out an application to be accepted into the Rich Man's Fellowship, and he was even so bold as to fill out a registration for the banquet, which was being held at the most elegant downtown hotel. When the evening came, John Smith drove up in this amazingly classy car, left the car with the valet, and walked up to the main entrance in this super classy Italian suit. He gave them his ID, and that's when everything went south. They couldn't find his name on the guest list. Furthermore, they did some digging and found out that he was not even accepted into the National Rich Man's Fellowship. You see, he was not rich. And just driving up in the fancy car and walking to the door in a fancy suit wouldn't get him into the banquet. Unfortunately, it takes years to build up wealth, build a business, build a career, so that a person could have enough money to belong to the National Rich Man's Fellowship. In order to be accepted into that banquet, John would have had to have built his wealth for many years. It wasn't enough for him simply to look the part for the night. He had to have become something quite different than he was now. He was actually quite poor. Even a month's notice about the banquet was not enough to become what he needed to be. That's really something of the dynamic underlying our gospel today. Four apostles have asked Jesus when the destruction of the temple would happen, and even more importantly, about the timing of the end of the world and the second coming of Jesus. Jesus says nobody knows the hour of that second coming. Refusing to reveal the time is not actually depriving the apostles of anything, because knowing the hour of the coming of Jesus Christ, as if you could prepare for it quickly and gather some things together to greet him, knowing the hour really wouldn't help those apostles or us. Being ready to meet God upon our death or when Jesus comes again is something that requires us to be by nature a certain way. Meeting God requires us to be in a state of holiness. Coming face to face with God requires us to be virtuous. And we can't simply put on virtue like a nice suit or drive up in it like a fancy car and think everything's going to be fine. Virtue is something that takes years to build up in a person. Holiness takes years to develop, often years of suffering love in one way or another. Even if we knew Jesus were coming to meet us in a given year, a given month, a given week, or even tomorrow, even if we knew this, it would not be enough to throw some things together to prepare for it. Virtue and holiness are built up by choosing for God over and over and over again for years. And that's really the only adequate preparation for meeting God. Choose to pray every day. Choose to go to Holy Mass every week. Choose to the best of your ability always to avoid what is evil. Choose to the best of your ability what you believe to be at the service of divine love every day. Choose, choose, choose. There is always the grace to choose rightly. It's all about our wanting to live for Him. And then, of course, He takes our choices and multiplies them and provides grace upon grace to build us into the holy and virtuous persons we are meant to be. And when we want to be received into the banquet, the Eternal One, the banquet of those who are really rich, He will recognize our credentials. He'll see our character, our virtue, our holiness. In fact, we will look like Him when He greets us at the door, and He will see Himself in us, because we will have been striving to live for divine love, which flows through us and transforms us. That's really why Jesus says in other places that you and I have to watch, or be on guard, or keep vigil. All those words which really mean we must always be on task when it comes to living for Him. We won't be able quickly to gather holiness and virtue quickly together when He surprises us. As a side note, I'm compelled to say that as parents, we have to be concerned that our children also become virtuous. Part of parenting is asking regarding our children, what is still weak or full of vice in him or her? And what is pretty strong and virtuous in him or her? As parents, we talk to our children and plan activities and use our creative wisdom to come up with ways to build virtue and tear down vice. I remember a conversation with a young boy who told me, I get to play video games all day long if I want. This really happened. You can imagine my horror thinking that perhaps there is a family in my parish where children get to play video games all day long. Of course, I realize children can say the craziest things, and perhaps this child's parents would be horrified to hear their child had said this to me, whether it was true or not. But if it's the case that he regularly got to play video games all day long, good luck with that child growing into what he or she needs to be in order to enjoy the eternal banquet of the saints, the truly rich people. Our formation of our children has to be intentional. We can't leave it to television or video games. We can't leave it to the culture at large, which Jesus says is ruled by the evil one. Are our children praying every day? Are they getting to Mass every Sunday? As far as we can tell, are they choosing the good that divine love requires every day? Are they avoiding the evil that tears down their nature and makes them less than they ought to be? The choice to parent intentionally is a virtuous choice, a necessary choice, if we ourselves as parents want to enter into the eternal banquet of the heavenly rich ones. The saint maker, Jesus Christ, comes to us body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. Let's allow him to give us still more grace today for holiness and virtue, and make us still more eager to meet him in heaven at the hour his heavenly Father has appointed.